So welcome back. We have chapter 26 in retail banking, which is on fair practices code for lenders. We have looked at everything from a buyer's perspective. So again, fair practices again for them. So fair practices code was examined by RBI, and they did that in consultation with government, selected banks and some financial institution. And from there, some broad guidelines was framed as a fair practice codes, and they gave to individual banks to be approved by their board of directors. So the fair practices say the applications for loan and their processing. So the loan application should be comprehensive. So the loan application form, if you have ever filled or will fill in future, you will realize that it's very comprehensive. It asks you a lot of details. And the expectation from a bank is that you input that details as best as you can, with as much information as you can. It also talks about banks. They should be transparent in disclosing to the person who wants loan about fees and charges payable for processing the application. If any fees are refundable, or there is a prepayment option, or there is penalty for delayed payment, or you can or cannot switch loans, rate of interest, anything related to impact, financial impact of the loan should be disclosed by the bank to the lender. Bank should not levy any additional charges to the processing charges, and bank should acknowledge the application. They should verify the application within reasonable time. And in case of loan application, remain writing, giving appropriate reasons. So they say, okay, in case you have rejected the loan, you should convey the same in writing and give appropriate reasons about why you have rejected the loan. There's a sense that they, in terms of fairness, that should be proper assessment of every loan application. Margin and security should not be substituted for due diligence and creditworthiness of the borrower. In a sense, if someone gives a higher security or a higher margin, that doesn't mean the bank should not do a due diligence on the creditworthiness of the borrower. That should always come paramount first. Lender should convey to borrower the credit limit along with terms and conditions, and keep borrower's acceptance on record. So they should ensure that the borrowers understand what they're getting into it and keep the same in record. A copy of the loan agreement along with copy of each enclosure should be given to the borrower by the bank. Loan agreement should stipulate credit facility including the terms and conditions. And in case you are doing a consortium arrangement, participating lenders should evolve procedure of appraisal and time-bound completion of the loan disbursement. So lenders, in for case of disbursements, have to ensure that the disbursements is made on time of the loan sanctioned in conformity with the terms and condition governing such sanction. So if every term and condition is met with, the disbursement should happen on time. Lenders also should give notice of any change in rate of interest, service charges, etc. Post disbursement supervision. So, post-disbursement supervision in respect of loan up to rupees 2 lakhs should be constructive, with a view to taking care of any lender-related genuine difficulty that the borrower may face. Before taking any decision to recall or accelerate payment of performance under the agreement, lender should give due notice to the borrower. Lender should release the securities on receiving the payment of the loan, subject to the legitimate right against the borrowers. And for exercising the right of set off notice to borrower should be given by the lender. In general, in terms of fair play, lenders should restrain interfering in the affairs of the borrower. Lenders again must not discriminate on the grounds of sex, caste and religion in the matter of lending. In the matter of recovery of loan, lenders should not resort to undue harassment. And in case of receipt of application for transfer of loan account, lender to convey the decision within 21 days from the date of receipt of application for transfer. So this, all these conditions are as part of the fair play by the lender. So that again we come to an end of the discussion on the fair play by lender. Thank you for listening.